Microsoft Windows gets fresh start. In the Wall Street Journal by Joanna Stern. You don't have to be a Microsoft historian to see the ping pong pattern. Microsoft XP, hit! Windows Vista, flop. Windows 7, hit! Windows 8, flop. Windows 10, hit! If you were playing the odds, you'd bet Windows 11, unveiled Thursday, would flop. But what I've seen so far of Windows 11 looks smart. Plus, Microsoft chief executive Satya Nadella, in an exclusive interview, joked that 11 is a lucky number. While the Windows 11 interface was redesigned, it's more a fresh coat of paint than a remodel. Yes, Microsoft moved the start button to the bottom center, but don't you worry, you can always put it back in the left corner. There are loads of new productivity features, too. And the headline feature, Android apps. Amazon is bringing its Android App Store to the new Microsoft Store, and Windows 11 PCs will be able to run the software, regardless of the chip that powers them. The strategy is straightforward. Release a modern version of Windows when PCs are all the rage and your biggest rivals, Apple and Google, are under antitrust scrutiny. Windows is becoming increasingly the device that besieges all these ecosystems, Mr. Nadella told me. We want you to be able to connect your phone or other PCs. So no, Windows 11 doesn't run the risk of being a spectacular flop like Windows 8. Rather, it runs the risk of being ignored. The iPhone and Apple's walled garden have attracted more people to Macs, and Google's Chromebooks are hotter than the final sauce on hot ones. I didn't get to test the new version of Windows yet. I'll do that when it is available this holiday season. Microsoft is offering it as a free update for owners of newer Windows 10 PCs. But after seeing demos and speaking to Mr. Nadella and other company executives, here's my take on the features that could plant Microsoft at the center of your digital life. New features. While the icons, settings, and menus and the rest are more modern, they're still familiar. Even the migration of the Start button is a subtle shift, as Mr. Nadella put it. The button slides left as you open new apps, and if you hate that, you can set it to stay in the left corner permanently. The bigger deal? New productivity features, many of which were influenced by the pandemic. We moved from the PC fitting into people's lives over the last 18 months to people actually fitting their lives into the PC, Microsoft Chief Product Officer Panos Panay told me. Here are the ones I'm most excited about. Start menu. Click on the Start button and you get a list of your apps. Below that are cloud-powered recommendations of the apps and files Windows thinks you need next. For instance, if you just look at a Word document on your phone, it will pop up on your PC. Snap layouts. When you hover over the Maximize button at the top right of a window, you get a set of Windows layouts to help you place your open apps side by side. Options are tailored to your screen size. So if you're on a smaller laptop, you will see 4 layout options. A bigger monitor, 6 options. Desktops. Similar to macOS's Spaces, Windows 11 lets you create different labeled desktops with different apps you use. You can make one desktop your home with your shopping lists and personal email, and another your work with all your spreadsheets, Slacks, and stuff. Widgets. A new window on the taskbar opens a widget layout where you can see the latest news and weather. Microsoft is exploring opening this area up to app developers so they can add their own widgets. Microsoft Mute. The system tray now has a universal microphone mute button, so you don't have to fumble to find the setting in your video app of choice. Speaking of, Microsoft is really trying to make Teams happen in Windows 11 by putting its chat feature on the taskbar. Fortunately, you can remove it. External monitors. You know when you unplug an external monitor, all the windows gather on your laptop screen? In Windows 11, when you unplug, your big screen's open windows just minimize to the laptop's taskbar. When you reconnect it, they spring back into place. New store. Windows was huffing and puffing behind Chrome OS, which has access to Google's Play Store for Android apps and Mac OS, which can run some iPhone and iPad apps. Here, Microsoft closes the gap with a Microsoft Store that will be home to all sorts of Windows and Android apps. Previously, the Microsoft Store was restricted to certain types of Windows apps. Now, any Windows app is welcome. We might even see the Google Chrome web browser. Android apps from Amazon's App Store will be integrated into the Microsoft Store. Microsoft said the intent is to bring all of the apps over to Windows and confirmed TikTok, Kindle, Ring, and Uber as some of the big names. I didn't get to see this in action, but Mr. Panay explained if you search for an app and it happens to be an Android app, you'll need to sign into your Amazon account to download it. The first time, you'll have to download the Amazon App Store as a standalone app. From then on, Android apps from Amazon will run like any other Windows app. Mr. Panay said the company will invite other Android app stores to appear on Windows, given the universe of apps that are now both Android and iOS, but not necessarily on Windows. This could be a big deal for all smartphone users. And while Windows 11 is really designed to work better with Android phones, Mr. Dindella said he'd like Windows to play well with iPhones too, though it's largely up to Apple. If Apple's iOS App Store and Google's Play Store are walled gardens, Microsoft wants its new store to be a Sound of Music style open field. Unlike those platforms, Microsoft will allow app developers in the Windows 11 store to use their own commerce and in-app payment systems, and will permit the developers to keep 100% of that revenue. It will have its own payment system that developers can use, though Microsoft will typically take a 15% cut of transaction revenue. Mr. Nandella said, "We want to have great tools like, say, Teams, but also welcome Zoom or Slack or anything else to be first class." To get Windows 11, you might need to buy one of those fancy new computers. Hardware requirements are more significant than those for Windows 10. You need a processor from the last 3 or 4 years, 4 gigabytes of RAM and 64 gigabytes of storage. Microsoft says many newer Windows 10 PCs will be upgradable, and you can use its PC Checker tool to see if your system is compatible. Running Windows 7 or 8? Better luck next time. Microsoft won't offer a free upgrade path for those operating systems. Besides, chances are your system won't be compatible anyway. Of course, the base of more than a billion Windows 10 users is the most critical to Microsoft. If people fear the upgrade, then 11 will be remembered as no more than a Windows Vista.